Irish citizen and former US Marine Paul Whelan is back on American soil after spending 5 years, 7 months and 5 days in a Russian jail, accused of being a spy. Also freed, Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. They're among 16 Westerners released in exchange for 8 Russians in the seven-nation prisoner swap deal. Paul Whelan's family thanked the Irish government for giving him consular support, and Taoiseach Simon Harris praised Ireland's diplomatic teams in Russia and Dublin for their years of tireless work on the case. US Congressman Brendan Boyle was one of the politicians who'd campaigned for these releases. He spoke to our reporter Cian McCormack, who first asked if Paul Whelan seemed in good health.
Well, he appears to be in quite good condition. Actually, all of the freed American hostages, as well as, you know, Mr. Whelan, both American and Irish citizenship, is included in that group. It's obviously not an even trade, given that these are completely innocent people, and the Russians who Putin got in return are not innocent people. Nonetheless, that doesn't do anything to diminish the joy that that I feel in my heart, and that a lot of us feel really over the last 24 hours since the news broke.
Paul Whelan's family says it's grateful to the United States government for making Paul's freedom a reality. In a statement, they thank President Biden, Secretary of State Blinken, and members of Congress. What part did you play in this?
Well, you know, Evan Gershkovich, who is one of the hostages and one of the those deemed wrongfully detained, his parents and sister are constituents of mine in Philadelphia. So from the moment that Evan was wrongfully seized in 2023, just for being a journalist, literally just for practicing journalism in Russia, that was his so-called crime that he committed. From really, you know, that first day on, I have been actively working on behalf of the family, advocating on their behalf to the State Department, to the White House. There's a whole process in order to get the legal designation in the U.S. of, quote, wrongfully detained. And so we went through that process. I advocated for them. Evan was deemed wrongfully detained. And it's really just been a roller coaster. I can also tell you, I had gotten indications several weeks ago that we were close. But the problem in dealing with Putin's regime is that there are often false dawns along the way, and they will they have a history of rather cynically making you think that things are close and then pulling back as a way to attempt to extract more concessions. So I didn't fully believe it until it was confirmed that they had left Russian airspace.
As we talk, Evan's family is at the White House. Have you had any contact with them today? What has it been like for them over the past number of months?
You know, I look forward to speaking with them soon. They've been at the White House with the president, but I've met with them and talked to them several times. Just a wonderful family that was remarkably upbeat. You know, I was struck, as well as my own staff, when I first met with them, about how positive they were and how optimistic. I can see how someone like Evan was able to get through this nightmarish ordeal. If he was anyway like his parents and his sister, I mean, I expected them to be very downcast, you know, distraught. They did not appear that way at all. They really just kept the faith and kept a great spirit about them that that this day would come.
Both of these men are released now. Do we know anything about the conditions that they endured while they were behind bars in Russia?
No, I mean, I think it's safe to say it was not exactly a pleasure cruise. And of course, they were kept separately. So one situation might not be the same as in other prisoners or hostages. But I think that in the days ahead, we will learn more about what exactly each of them as individuals endured.
The headlines are touting this as a major prisoner exchange deal. What does that say about relations between the West and Russia?
I would be very careful about inferring anything about the relationship beyond this one-off deal, although there have actually now been several separate deals that have happened with Putin's Russia over the years. I do not think that this is necessarily a sign that better relations are ahead. I mean, we should be very clear-eyed about who Vladimir Putin still is. He's a killer, he's a mass murderer. And so, as much as I would like for there to finally be a normal democratic Russia and finally have good relations with that country, I do not have any optimism as long as Vladimir Putin is still in charge there.
Congressman, there are two sides to every deal. It's mentioned that a Russian hitman, a colonel in the Russian FSB intelligence service, is being released as part of this process. Is this a good thing at a time of deep distrust between Russia and the West?
Well, I have to give credit to our many allies who, as part of this deal, stepped up and released Russian prisoners, truly bad people convicted of serious crimes. It shows you the importance of having allies in the world. It shows you why the United States needs allies. I am sometimes in my own country having to preach that gospel, so to speak, to those in the U.S. who sometimes want to go it alone and don't see the value of allies. We would not have been able to pull off this deal without the close relationship we have with Germany and Norway, Slovenia, and many others.
US Congressman Brendan Boyle talking to Cian McCormack about that East-West prisoner exchange.